join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to the New York City area with us, everyone, as Mary and I get ready to take you to Boston. And that's because it's time for Destination Spotlight 84. And Boston, as you may know, is located in America's sixth state that entered the Union back in 1788. Before we take the trip, here's a quick word about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's for the holidays, the ski season, business, or some other trip, the team at Travel Pro joins us in saying it's time to get away. And we all want you to travel with the best in 2022. So right now, they are offering you a free gift when you spend over $200 plus free shipping, so you're going to be all set for your new travels.
Interesting. Mary and I are always on the move with their Platinum Elite collection, like we will be right after the show today, while Rudy, well, he prefers to travel with the Max Light luggage as he likes its ultra-lightweight styling. Regardless of whatever you think is right for you, since they have a number of different product lines, go to TravelPro.com for the free gift with your luggage purchase, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's head to that base state via the show hotline to reconnect with Martha Sheridan, CEO of Greater Boston's CVB.
Nice to reconnect with you, Martha. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show for today's Destination Spotlight in Boston and the surrounding area.
Thank you. So happy to be here and chat with you guys again. Thank you.
Well, very nice. And Martha, Mary and I, we created this unique segment of our show back in April of 2017. Today is Destination Spotlight 84, and you're helping us do something for the very first time because it was during our live broadcast. I went and looked it up back on June 23rd, 2018, in Destination Spotlight 27. We last spoke when you were the CEO of Go Providence, meaning you're the first Destination Spotlight guest to return who's successfully moved on to another city. So share what brought you to the greater Boston area and what you're enjoying about it.
Well, I just, an opportunity arose when Pat Mascartolo, the well-known former CEO, took on his retirement, and I couldn't pass it up. I love Boston. I loved Providence, but I equally love Boston. It's such a great, iconic city, and I'm so thrilled to be there and help elevate its profile on a global stage. So I couldn't be happier to be representing Boston now.
Yeah, well, Martha, congrats. It's a great city. I used to work in Boston years ago, and one of the things I love about Boston is there's so much in the city. There's a great Little Italy. There's the theater, all the restaurants, all the historic sites. But there are so many things to do in and around Boston, whether you want water and beach, the mountains. There are other small historic communities and towns outside of Boston. I'm thinking about Cambridge, Cape Cod, Salem, Springfield, Nantucket, even Old Sturbridge Village. So with the holidays coming, any favorite places that you'd recommend for our listeners tuned in around the U.S. if they want to come and experience Boston and the greater area this fall and really for the New England Christmas as well?
Yeah, we like to think of Boston not only as the capital of Massachusetts, but really the hub of New England. So we are a great destination to hub and spoke out of. You know, what I love about, in particular, Boston at the holiday time is the really iconic New England feel that the city takes on, particularly if there's been a snowfall. But we're very intentional about lighting our streets up in really spectacular ways. The Com Ave Mall, the Boston Common, all, you know, decked out for the holidays. But also very intentional about how we decorate our homes. So places like Beacon Hill and the South End are incredible areas to just stroll around and see how the residents of our city love their properties and really love dressing them up for the holidays. It's a very fun, iconic way to experience the holidays in Boston.
Yeah, I think that's well put. You know, we always encourage folks when they go to Boston, you have to enjoy the Freedom Trail. Boston's a great college town, obviously. The city has a terrific children's museum. The Museum of Science is there. Bunker Hill, I can think of, the Boston Tea Party ships, USS Constitution, I know we've enjoyed. But, you know, I sometimes think, though, people watching just in Boston Common or strolling around Cambridge are fun things to do. Do you have a favorite season, Martha?
Well, I think right now is my favorite season in Boston because as much as we dress up for the holidays, we also dress up for the fall as well. And the weather's just spectacular right now. And we still are busy with visitors, obviously. We have a lot of people coming in for fall foliage, but it does tamp down a little bit and you can get around pretty easily. Still some outdoor dining, and I really do think fall is a perfect time to visit the city of Boston and take in, you know, what else is available in the greater Boston area, as you mentioned as well.
So, Martha, last question from us. And as you may recall, it's the one we ask every guest when we spotlight a destination. Just share with us something maybe surprising or an interesting fact about the Boston area that you think is going to entice our listeners to come visit.
Well, I think one of the things that people don't realize is that we have the oldest public park in the USA in the Boston Common, which is obviously an iconic location in the heart of the city. But we have a lot of beautiful, spectacular green space throughout the city, downtown, in the seaport, in our incredible neighborhoods, Franklin Park and the, you know, Roxbury, Dorchester area. So I think what people should really learn about Boston is, although we have great indoor historic activities and a lot of outdoor as well, come to explore our outdoor green spaces. And I think you'll be very, very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. And that seaport's also a great area. So although this was short, Martha, it was very nice to reconnect with you today. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels at bostonusa.com. Have a great weekend, Martha.
Thank you.
Take care, Martha.
All right. Well, there it is. That was a first. It was nice to reconnect with Martha. But Boston's also a great business city for conventions as well.
Yeah, absolutely, for conventions.
Folks, 84 destination spotlights are now complete. You can find them all on the homepage of our website. As we rapidly close in on 11 a.m. Eastern Time, that's it for Hour 1 of the program this week. After these messages, we'll all be back with Hour 2. We'll kick it off with the NCF. We've got the personal connection, emails, they're coming as well, and a whole lot more. Thanks for listening today, everyone. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.